This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So cancel George Washington. 40% of Democrats approve of tearing down George Washington statues in New York. Give me a break. All right, folks. One way or another, of course, hopefully that won't happen. Welcome to the program this morning, folks. We are going into hour number four here at the broadcast here on this Monday morning. And yes, it's Monday, but that's okay. It's going to be a great week moving forward, and we're glad that you're spending some time with us here on the radio this morning. And we have an awful lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the broadcast this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Like Uncle Rick, listening on AM 930 in Manatee County did this morning, he sent us some very, very kind words. And we really appreciate it, Rick. It really means the world. And, folks, again, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Simply click on Send Kyle a Message, and you're off and running from there. Also, welcome to everybody, of course, listening on 930, listening on AM 860, The Answer. Also listening along the GCN network. Of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And, folks, we've, of course, joined this morning in this hour by Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. That's the website for him. He's also the author of the book, Nullification. Good morning and happy Monday, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, you and I had communicated earlier today, and there's a particular thing that went on, and you really are wanting to make our listeners aware of this, and I completely agree. So tell us about what's going on.
Well, a friend of mine, I was scrolling up and down on Facebook, just trying to catch up on what my friends were doing. And a friend of mine from a long time ago, who lives in the area where I grew up, in the Hinsdale, Clarendon Hills area of Illinois, posted something and showed the picture. She went through a Starbucks to get her morning coffee on a Sunday. And when she got up to the window, she grabbed her cup. She saw the person putting the lid on it, grabbed her cup, paid for it, and took off. And about an hour later, when she was home, she had her strained burnt beans and hot water sitting on the table after spending $12 for it.
Right.
And noticed that the name that was on the sticker that they now place when you call an order in or when you make an order said Palestine.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Palestine. The little kid, the barista, who, probably has about 12 pounds of metal somewhere on his head, thought that it was a okay thing to be proselytizing about the Hamas-Israel conflict on a cup of coffee on a Sunday morning. This is the kind of crap that people are tired of.
Yeah. Good time.
Just do your job. I don't need someone who has an anti-American studies PhD who couldn't find a job, who actually, you know, went over and got a gig with Starbucks, making coffee, probably very disgruntled, like I said, 12 pounds of metal in their head, telling me, making a statement with my cup of coffee.
Right.
Just shut up and give me my coffee.
Well, yeah, isn't this something? I mean, this is really beyond the pale, isn't it?
Everybody's an activist. No matter what, you can't just go to work, do your job. Hey, I don't care. You know, everybody gets an opinion in the United States, and thank God they do. But you can't always be jamming it in other people's faces. Because I get this sticker that says Palestine on my coffee from Starbucks, suddenly I'm having a revelation. Wow, maybe the Palestinians, I shouldn't be looking at it like this.
That's right. I have to reevaluate my whole worldview at this point.
Yeah, because of a sticker on my Starbucks cup of coffee. How about this? Make my coffee, do your job, hand it to me. I don't care if you smile at me or not when I take my coffee. But just shut up about your politics.
No kidding. Well, it does seem like, especially with some of the folks these days, that they feel like they have to affect change. And even if they may not have all the facts about what that change really would be about or what it would do, they just sort of get on this bandwagon. And that's why I'm very anti-bandwagon and things like that.
Oh, when people jump on bandwagons, and I think this is where the whole idea of jumping on the bandwagon came from. Oh, that looks bright and shiny. Let's just jump on it.
Right.
Oh, that's something I should be involved with. Now I want to be important.
Right.
I'm not going to change my political opinion on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict because of somebody who sticks a sticker on a cup of coffee. If this person wants to make a difference, take your next paycheck, buy the airline ticket, go on over there, and then take up arms with Hamas.
No kidding.
Go over and live in Gaza and help them. Or take your entire paycheck and give it to them. You want to be a change agent. But you might want to make sure you know what you're talking about before you decide to tell other people to think the way you think.
Well, sure. And 9 times out of 10, somebody told them, probably, this is what you need to think. And they jumped on that bandwagon, basically.
I would bet that if you asked this person the history of the Palestinian people, it would be that they carved out Israel from the poor Palestinian lands and gave it to them and robbed it. They're colonizers. The Israelis are colonizers. Well, you know, you're going to have to go back into the book 3,000 years to try and eat that crow.
I think you're right about that. Well, Frank Silvato, stay right there because we're coming right back after this. And, this is quite a story. But it's illustrative of what's going on out there across the board, it seems like. Stay right there, Frank. UndergroundUSA.com. That's the website, folks. Kyle Warren with you, and we're coming right back after this short interlude. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right. Yeah, yes, it is. It is Christmas time. And a little Annie Lennox there, Eurythmics. Walking in the winter wonderland. Well, here in Southern California, it's not going to be a winter wonderland unless, of course, you're up in the mountains at some point. But knock on wood, we haven't had a huge rainstorm yet for a while. So that's good. But our friends in the east, though, you're having a terrible time of that. If you're on the eastern seaboard, you've got nothing but rain or rain mixed with snow. So we're with you there in spirit. But here in Southern California, we've had the winds. They finally died down over the weekend. That was good because, of course, listeners to the program know that my garden shed was completely demolished in the last huge round of Santa Ana winds. So we're still picking up the pieces here, Frank. Good morning again and welcome back,
Mr. Kyle.
All right. And folks, don't forget, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is the website. And, of course, Frank's the author of the book Nullification. And, you know, right during the break, Frank, we were talking about there was another incident at a coffee shop. I don't think this one was a Starbucks, but it just shows how pervasive this weirdness is getting, don't you think?
Yeah, it was out in Oakland, California, a little way north of you, where somebody who was working the counter started harassing a Jewish patron, saying anti-Semitic things and blocking her way, blocking her egress out of the establishment. Now, thank God that the owners of that place found that action and that mindset to be unacceptable. They fired that person.
Good.
And quite honestly, I see no reason that something that serious shouldn't happen to the person that did the same thing at the Starbucks in the Hinsdale area. You at least have to have a talk with them, saying this is not the appropriate venue for what you're trying to espouse. You know, you can have all the beliefs and opinions you want, but when you're working here, you represent this place, and you don't get to speak for all the employees of this chain. So when someone calls in with an order, you put the proper name down where it's supposed to be. Or if you want to do something that is uplifting, that is, you know, that's a feel-good thing, I could tolerate that too. But when you start taking a political stance in any way, shape, or form, while you're working representing this establishment, that's not okay. I'd be willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. You get one shot, you've expended it. The next time you do something like this, you're done.
Well, indeed. And this goes to a lot of different workplaces. You know, it's very difficult to work in an office or, you know, work with your coworkers if somebody, you know, is starting to really make things political. It just seems like it's always good form for one reason or another, to just kind of leave that at home. Unless, you know, you get to talking with somebody, you get to know them, and you can kind of talk about what you think. But certainly when it comes to customers, you know, because obviously you start maybe treating somebody different because, oh, this customer, oh, I know they voted for Trump or something like that. So we're going to make their life, you know, very difficult when they call here or when they try to get our product or service.
Well, we saw the same thing with the Trump thing, and not only the most recent election they lost, but the election they won, that people wouldn't serve them in places. People had to say something in public, had to be confrontational. That serves no purpose. You know, I've been saying for quite a while now that we need to start talking about politics with our friends, neighbors, and family. We also need to start talking about religion. If we knew religion better, we would understand what was going on in Gaza is very, very wrong. But talking to someone about politics is not just standing there pontificating what you believe, browbeating people into accepting your truth as the truth. I hate that term too, but it's my truth.
right, exactly. Yeah, this variations of truth.
Yeah, that's moral relativism. I'm sorry. There's truth, fact-based truth that you can reason with in an age of reason. That's where our nation was born, in the age of reason. Or you can just stick your head in the sand and say, "Well, I don't care what the facts are. This is my truth." I don't care about your truth. Stick your truth.
Well, a good example of this was the other night with Gavin Newsom debating Ron DeSantis. Gavin Newsom he just kept checking off the different boxes of the different groups that he was feigning outrage for. And this is where all this has come, because this group has their truth, and the other group has their truth, and the other group has their truth. So you kind of have to kind of cover all the bases. But yet it hobbles you to be able to say, no, this is what we need to do in this situation, because this is the path we need to take, because you have got to account for everybody's truth.
Gavin Newsom's truth didn't contradicted fact-based data that was presented to both of them by Gavin Newsom's preferred political organization, which is now in power.
Right.
Now, these are the FBI crime statistics. No, they're not. I think there's a Family Guy episode where the contrarian horse is just sitting on the couch going, nope, that's not right. That's a lie. That's not right. That's what Gavin Newsom sounded like.
Yeah, and then he tried to make it look like, no, the murder rate's much worse in Tampa.
Oh, much worse. Much worse. Tampa, it's incredible. It's a murder farm. But L.A. and Oakland? No, it's a peaceful, loving, rural destination. You might want to bring your agriculture shoes. You know, the idea that everybody, and you hit on this, and it's a great point to reiterate, the idea that everybody feels that they need to be an activist, that they need to be agents of change, you know, not everybody gets to go up onto the main stage and play with the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. You don't get to go walk up to the Chicago Opera House and sing with Pavarotti. You want to be a change agent? Look in your own backyard, and what can you change in your immediate life that can make the world better? The fact that you put Palestine on a coffee cup at a drive-thru, that changes nothing. It's not about awareness. It's not about what's right and wrong. It doesn't advance a fact. It's just an indignant demonstration that you want to be part of something. Well, sometimes you don't get to be a part of something.
Well, right, right. And this isn't just about Starbucks or coffee places, because this principle is happening out there across the board in so many ways. And but this is where we're seeing some of these symptoms. And it should be concerning to everybody because, again, you know, I'm glad what you said just earlier, the idea that, you know, a lot of people won't even, that are these kinds of activists, they don't know the history. And they can't, I mean, it doesn't boil down to naming provinces in Ukraine, like Ramaswamy was talking about the other day, but they don't even understand the basic history of how this all came about.
Well, and this comes, this explosion of indignant ignorance, it has since exploded onto the stage with the idea that we have to attain social justice. Now, I'll bet you can walk up to a gaggle of people who believe they're social justice warriors and ask them, what's the definition of social justice? And they will come up with 1,000 different definitions of what that's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, we as a country are not perfect. That's why in our founding documents it states clearly, in order to form a more perfect union. We are an experiment that is in a constant state of trying to find better. But when you're just going to spout off because you're emotionally charged without understanding the facts of anything, that doesn't help anybody. No justice is in that. It advances what you feel. And quite honestly, I'm not responsible for your feelings. I'm just not. I sit down and I read before I shoot my mouth off.
That's novel.
Some people may say I shoot my mouth off a little bit too much, but I defend my stances with facts, with history. I love reading history. I love looking at history. And if you don't know the history of what you're talking about, how do you know anything about it? You know, even what's happening in the immediate in a subject that has been a subject for decades or maybe even millennia, the now doesn't usually represent the total.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so I've got no use for people who think that being indignant makes the world a better place. You know, well, what about racism, Frank? We had to march for racism. We had to make sure that racism wasn't. Well, you know what? Now we've gone so far past where we wanted to turn mm-hmm. that we're back to racism.
No kidding.
You've got racism against white males that is just endemic in this society today. And you're insisting that it's not about skin color.
No kidding. Isn't that something? Frank, can you stick around for a third segment? Sounds good. Stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. I'll warn with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says he will not testify in his civil case today. Trump posted his comments on Truth Social, saying he's already testified at an earlier date. In other earlier statements, Trump said the judge ruling in the case had already made up his mind of guilt well before the court case started against him in Manhattan. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley made a campaign stop in Waukee, Iowa yesterday. Waukee is a suburb of western Des Moines.
We have to raise strong girls. Strong girls become strong women. Strong women become strong leaders. None of that happens if you have biological boys playing in women's sports. We've got to cut that out.
A Japanese animated film that's dubbed in English is number one at the box office. The Boy and the Heron took in an estimated $12.8 million to beat out the Hunger Games prequel. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
The mood is right. The spirit's up.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
And that's enough.
So there is one thing I do want for Christmas, and that is a shed. I'm telling you, I think that's on my list at this point after those high winds came through. I'll tell you that much. That and on, maybe some gold bars. I should probably ask Senator Menendez for some gold bars. That would be nice to have around as well. Don't you think, Frank Salvato?
Well, it's always nice to find a gold bar in your Christmas stocking.
That's right. But it really has to be secured well to the mantle.
And maybe hidden a little bit better if the FBI is going to come knock.
That's right. So, yeah, mum's the word. Mum's the word on the gold bars this morning. So welcome back, of course, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you have a question or a comment for Frank Salvato. Of course, he's author of the book Nullification. Also, the website for Frank is undergroundusa.com. And, Frank, you know, we are having a lot of fun here on the program this morning. And, of course, it's Monday. We hope people are sort of laughing along with us here. But what we're talking about is incredibly serious, because this is a pervasive sort of mentality that's very difficult to change. How do you think, and I agree, I think, you know, we got to talk with our neighbors and our friends, but we got to find that way, that angle. How do we go about that, do you think?
Well, I can't speak for everybody, and I don't think there's a silver bullet there. But when I do talk one-on-one with people about a hot-button situation where I know they might not have my exact mindset on it, I always find that asking questions that make them explain their position works well, because it gives you an opportunity to ask follow-up questions. And that's how you get into the conversation about it. You just have to watch as you're asking these questions because of their answers, not to allow it to get too heated. If it does, talk about something else for a couple seconds. You know, then come back around and ask another question about that, maybe in a different way, so you don't incite the trigger. You know, when you're talking politics with people who can get triggered easily, understand that that's the mark of somebody who really doesn't think things through all the time very well before they form an opinion. People who get triggered just because of a political topic, usually don't have a deep thinking mindset when it comes to those issues. They just feel a certain way. I'm not saying they don't feel passionate about it.
Right, right.
You know, the anger and the trigger, you know, illustrates that they're passionate about it. But just being passionate about something doesn't mean you understand that topic completely. If all of a sudden you're talking about statistics and data and facts, and you're talking about history, and you're talking about book titles, well, so-and-so wrote this in his title that, or her title this, now you're talking to somebody you can have a long conversation about, maybe even learn a little bit from, while you're exposing how you feel about it, trying to find a middle ground. But the goal is always to try to find a middle ground.
Right. Well, exactly. You know, earlier we had a quote from Bill Maher, and I'm finding a lot of quotes from him these days because, you know, being incredibly liberal the way that he is, we probably would have, we'd probably disagree with him on just about 99% of everything, but he's starting to feel the heat now because he was just recently saying how, you know, he's an old school liberal, but he thinks that, those who just, as he basically said, only watch MSNBC and read the New York Times would probably kind of really consider him to be quote unquote conservative by comparison. And what he's helping to sort of illustrate is that there's this shift that's over to just hyper liberalism, for lack of a better term, but where it's dug in, there is no middle ground. See, that's the thing, and that's what we're fighting with here.
Well, that's what the woke culture truly believes, that they know what's right and everybody else doesn't. And if you don't see things my way, you're a bigot or you're a sexist or you're a homophobe, you're an Islamophobe, xenophobe. What Maher's experiencing is the fact that the group of people that he expected historically to support him have moved way to the left of where he is. Now, I'm not saying that he hasn't been, his opinions haven't shifted a little bit. When you talk to so many people, even if you're, you know, using those conversations for a little bit of a comedic buzz,
right,
you still pick up on what other people are thinking, and your views are fluid on many, many things. But his surprise is that the left didn't stay stable. They just kept galloping to the far left. And the far left in this particular instance is the morphing of Democrats into neo-fascists and now democratic socialists. And that is not conducive with individualism, with capitalism, with freedom, with entrepreneurship. It's just not. It's almost the polar opposite.
Well, sure. In fact, you know, all we ever hear about nowadays is that if Trump gets reelected, then that's the end of our democracy. It's all over, and they'll never have elections again. But Trump's not the authoritarian here.
Well, it's not even that. He's got a track record. It didn't happen before.
Right.
he was president for 4 years. Nothing even remotely like what they're saying is going to happen happened. Even though they said the same thing before he was elected the first time. You may not like the man. And here's a perfect example of emotion over facts. You may not like the man, but I defy you to tell me that the economy was just in the toilet. I defy you to tell me that there wasn't home ownership numbers rising across the demographic board. I defy you to show me where we were almost on the brink of war anywhere in the world.
Exactly. None of the stuff that they're saying, none of the stuff they're predicting happened the first time the guy was president. So what do they predicate this on? They predicate it on the echo chamber that they live in. The idiots like Rob Reiner, who say, oh, it's the end of the world. The world will split in two if Donald Trump is elected president. Why didn't it split in two the first time then, Rob?
Right, but that's all part of the messaging. And they'll keep, you know, sort of saying this from the rooftops, and some people do continue to buy it. It's the same kind of lie as we're fighting for you. You know, send us back to Washington because we're fighting for you, but nothing ever gets better. And that was even the basis in 2016 of what Trump was talking about. Hey, nothing ever changes. Why don't you take a flyer and vote for me?
If they're fighting for us, then why hasn't Dick Durbin sent a subpoena to release Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs at Marsha Blackburn's senatorial request for that subpoena? If you're fighting for me, why can't we know who a now departed and good riddance, now departed pedophile? Let's find out who the other pedophiles are.
Yeah, that would follow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, are you fighting for us, Mr. Durbin? Or should I call you Dick?
On that note, let's head over to line one. I think we got time. Our line just lit up here. We got about 45 seconds here. But Anthony in Tampa, good morning. And do you have a question for Frank?
Yeah, good morning, Frank. Kyle, you know, let's be careful not to lodge Mr. Maher with too much credibility as to coming around to kind of latch on to what the conservatives were always enlightening people about. It was not too long ago that he pretty much ridiculed the right on certain bases of enlightenment concerning the terrorist versions of Iran and Hamas. Now I remember seeing and listening to him on Charlie Rose show not too long ago, where he pretty much came to the realization that Christians weren't as dangerous or dangerous point in fact as the Islamic religionists. Now he seems to be making a 180 turn, but I think it's because basically he knows that the reality is that we have a dangerous faction out there who is zeroing in on his ethnic race, the race that he pretty much denied being a part of. He pretty much was pretty much ashamed of being a Jew. He ridiculed his own Jewish background, the historicity of the Jews, and now he's coming, making 180 turns. So let's not be too throwing it too much credibility.
Good point, Anthony. We appreciate it. Right. We're coming up to the break, but thanks for calling, Anthony. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care, Frank. You take care. We're going to talk to you again on Friday, sir.
Stay low, my friend.
You too. Take care. All right, folks. We're coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Alright, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to make a prediction, and we'll see if it comes true, but my prediction is that Dodger dogs are going to be a lot more expensive heading into next baseball season after the big news with Shohei Ohtani, and we're going to be talking here in just a moment with Patrick Hyland. And that's going to be one of my first questions to him. I know that he knows that, by the way. I know that he knows that. But 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we've got Patrick Hyland, who, of course, is the insurance quarterback. He's also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. And that's Sundays from 11 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning to everybody listening. And be safe out there, all our people driving early in the morning, making it happen for this great country. 2 weeks from Christmas, Kyle, 2 weeks from Christmas.
I know. I'm trying to get my shopping done, and I always tell myself I'm going to do it, and then it gets to the last minute, and then I'm running around.
Yeah, that's a lot of us do it that way, Kyle, I'll tell you. But I like Christmas came early for one person, didn't it?
It sure did.
Because he wearing Dodger blue.
That's exactly right.
That's a lot of bread, man. Man, 10 years, $700 million, $70 million a year. He might just be a DH the rest of his career. We'll find out whatever happened with the surgery. So, I don't know. I mean, the Dodgers have the bread to do it, but
Yeah, I think the Dodge Dodge's going to go up a buck, and your parking's going to go up a buck.
No kidding. So, yeah, that's yeah. it's going to be astronomical, I would think, but certainly, I mean, they feel that this is going to the market's going to bear this, but is this really true, Patrick? Is this the biggest deal in baseball history? As I understand, yes. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, they keep getting bigger and crazier, Kyle. I don't know where it stops. I mean, it's the way of the world.
Indeed.
It's the only way to put it right now. So, football was interesting yesterday. We had our first 3-0 game close to, 17 years when the Dolphins played the Steelers. I remember 2007. 3-0. What a game. And yesterday, Minnesota beats the Raiders 3-0. Kind of weird, man. Just a weird football Sunday, to say the least. It's been a crazy season. Just ups and downs and surprises. I mean, nobody would have thought the Bears were going to beat the Detroit Lions yesterday. But they pulled it off, 28-13.
Indeed.
So, yeah, it was really a surprise. I've always tell people these division games, it's just amazing how the lesser team will find a way to win. And they did.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, Patrick, we do have a caller on the line. It's Backgammon Bob, so I think he might have a question for you.
Okay.
Good morning, Backgammon Bob. Do you have a question, sports question for Patrick this morning?
Yes, I do.
Good.
NBA question. Has he noticed how good the foreign players are playing, the Europeans are playing? In the NBA, the Joker, Şengün is a very good player, and Luka Doncic. These are all foreign players, and they are playing great fundamental basketball and really a delight to watch.
No, Backgammon Bob, great point you just brought up. Yesterday on the Sports Zone, we talked about overseas when it comes to soccer, because there's a lot of guys in this country that are great players. But to get overseas and play in the Premier League, I mean, they only let a few Americans in, number one. And, if you're not from the other league, Ireland or Germany or England, they really don't want you on the team. And that's the beauty of America. God bless America. We want the best of the best. You come in, you're the best, we'll play you. If you're that good, we'll pay you. A.K.A. Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you have it. I mean, it's just funny, not all countries operate that way. And those guys are playing great basketball, and that's why they're here.
Have you seen the Şengün play? He's really something. He's a passer. I mean, he's really...
Oh, yeah. He reminds me of that called White Magic, who could just pass the ball all over the place. And he was a great player. Williams. So,
he's big and
funny. The guys are getting so much
as good as a Joker does, but he passes just about as good, and he's more athletic.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Well, the big guys are really becoming more athletic and passing the ball around. So,
great call, Backgammon Bob. We sure appreciate it. You have a great morning.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Take care. All right.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right, that was Backgammon Bob, everybody. Yeah, so some good call from Backgammon Bob, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Basketball's starting to, get heated up now. Normally March Madness gets the college going and the pros are in their final stages to see who makes the playoffs. So that's, good timing for that. Basketball, NBA basketball on Christmas Day has become very popular. Yeah, great points. Just going down the list, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Falcons 29-25 in Atlanta. Just those two, Bucs gave it to Atlanta when they were here, and now the Falcons gave it to us while we were up there. Just funny how those two go back and forth. So we'll see what happens there in that division. And the Saints took care of business against the Panthers 28-6. So now we have a three-way tie there for the top of the division. See how that finishes out.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville Jaguars went up to Cleveland. Great game. 31-27. Cleveland was able to do it. Joe Flacco at quarterback. Old name from the past there, Kyle. So
pretty unique guy. He came out of retirement. Brock got signed with the Browns, and he's making it happen. So good for him.
Indeed.
Bills. Go ahead, Cal.
But I was just saying, indeed, absolutely.
Yeah, the Bills and Chiefs. I mean, 20-17. That was a very interesting game, Cal. A lot of KC fans aren't happy. I mean, technically, the guy was lined up offsides on the touchdown play, you know. But man, it was just a goal. Oof, it's real close. It's real close. For a ref to call that is kind of surprising. And then after, you know, it was called, you know, they scored a crazy touchdown. He hit Kelsey over the middle, and he spun around and lateraled back. And it's kind of apropos that happened. It got called back because of the offsides. But the lateral, Frank Wycheck, great Tennessee Titan tight end, great guy in the community. He's known for the, you know, Miracle City Magic play, you know, in Music City, good old Nashville, Tennessee. It was just awesome. He caught the kickoff, Kyle, and then he ran about 5 yards, spun around and threw it across the field. The guy caught it, went all the way, but it looked like they weren't going to win the game. Playoff game it was.
Wow.
And propelled them with Steve McNair, who passed away several years ago, too. In a tragic way. So some Tennessee lore there for our folks listening, our Tennessee fans. And that's what happened there. And then last night, the Cowboys 33-13, okay, beat the Eagles. Another, it's 2 weeks in a row now, the Eagles have looked average at best, and very surprising. They started the season out, the end of the season last year. I mean, obviously they went to the Super Bowl, looked like they were going to go this year. I know all the Philly fans are hoping it's just a lull because, you know, and this might be their year to go. So we'll see. I mean, it's only a couple games. You know, you get to the playoffs, you just need to get on a 4-game roll or a 3-game roll once you get the first week off. So that's, you know, up to date on football. And we got the Titans and Dolphins tonight. And Dolphins to stay as the AFC leader. And then the Giants and Packers. Still are fighting chance to get in the playoffs, so hopefully they can make it. And then, folks, if I can help you out in any way and make your life easier, more comfortable, and stress-free, please give me a call at 813-966-1052. I can help you out with the maze of the financial world and the insurance world and what's going out there in the marketplace, and make sure you get the best for yourself. Because that's what it's all about. And after we talk, I can guarantee you this. You'll have peace of mind knowing what you have is fine, or we're going to change something when I put it in the computer. Not me, but the computer says you should have, and what you tell me, you know, you want, and we make it right. So please, give me a call, Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052, or go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Kyle, God bless you. Talk to you Wednesday, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. And folks, we're coming up to the end of the program. It's flown by again. Glad to be here with you. And we hope that you have a great day. Go out there and make it a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. I'll be with you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.